Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
We are your daily companion. It is Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. This is where you're at, enjoying the sounds of Everton Mlalazi and the song Noma Gunje, saying hello to Elder Adrian, and hello to Apostle Nona Parkers, and hello to Apostle Glenda Wright McCallum. And hello to our very own. She has become part of the furniture and everything else. She's home. She is home. Hello, Ma. Mam Prue, how are you?
I'm very well. Thanks, Sibongile. And good afternoon to the Radio Pulpit family.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming through. And Apostle Glenda Wright McCallum is here.
Yes.
Listen to that. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Yay! Welcome. And how are you, my queen?
I am well. Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be here with you today.
And there's another one. Listen to this one. And that's for Apostle Nona Parker. How are you, my queen?
I am excellent. Thank you so very, very much for having us here tonight, today.
And that song, did you hear? I gave you two beautiful songs. I gave you Holy Ground, and this one is by The Invitation featuring Rika Collins, and followed by Everton Mlalazi Noma Gunje saying hello, the African way.
Uh-huh. We enjoyed it.
Oh, you enjoyed it?
I did.
Yeah, you felt that you're home.
Yes.
And we got the USA in the house, Mampru.
We have the USA in the house.
You keeping your promises.
Yes.
You do keep promises, right?
Amen.
Yeah, and so before I go to Pastor Glenda, because she is the one who will be ministering at the worship encounter on a Sunday, let me acknowledge Elder Adrian. Thank you so much for bringing them here. You made sure they arrived safe. Thank you so much for that, and even for the prayers, because they'll be ministering throughout the whole week. I don't know. Ooh, I hope you'll be taking them through to the spas on Monday and Tuesday so they can rest, ma.
No comment.
Okay, tell us, why do we have USA in the house?
Yeah. So we are having the Marketplace Champions Conference. The IMS is hosting the Marketplace Champions Conference, and it's all about how we're going to end this year strong. How is God going to position us for marketplace dominion? So we have all our guests who are coming through to be speakers at this amazing end of the year conference. As I said, it's all about ending, finishing strong. So tomorrow, I hope you have booked your tickets, you have registered, the vendors are coming, because we want to see what you have in store for us. What are you bringing to the marketplace? So yes, so our guests are here because they are speakers at this amazing conference tomorrow, 9 a.m. 9th of November.
Yeah.
You need to be there to be part of what God is doing and how God is shifting us to end the year strong.
Yeah.
So we can start 2025 strong in the marketplace.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And Apostle Glenda, are you ready to do it on Sunday?
I am. I'm so excited about it.
So you will be on sneakers?
Mm-hmm. Oh, on sneakers?
Yeah.
On Sunday?
Yeah. So what can we expect at the worship encounter?
You know, God has been speaking some real powerful things and some different things regarding worship and a reformation of worship, transformation in worship, and just really giving some insight as to where his heart is in terms of worship and us offering to him what he's desiring as opposed to us offering him what we think he wants to have. And so he's changing that whole thing out. God spoke to me three words coming out of COVID, and COVID really shifted us into a whole different dimension. And I really believe that the hand of God was in that whole shift so that he could redirect us into what he was really wanting to have in terms of worship. Sad to say, much of the church shut down. But when we came back with the same thing, offering him the same thing that we were offering him before. Absolutely. And so three words that he spoke to me. He spoke to me transcending, ascending, and transitioning. And so transitioning, meaning that shift, that whole shift in the worship aspect of what we're offering. Transcending, meaning to arise and to rise up. But the thing of it is with ascending, when you look at that, you find parts of ascending inside of the word transcending. But when you look at ascending, it means to go back to the place of your progenitors, go back to the first place of where things began. And so what God was saying, and he gave me Jeremiah 6:16, that go back to the old landmarks, to the old places. But the people at that time said, we will not go back. And that's pretty much the mindset of what a lot of the church is right now, saying, okay, we're accustomed to our old ways. We're accustomed to doing it the way we do it. And this is how we are going to continue to offer it, understanding or not understanding that God is not breathing on it anymore.
Sure.
And so we're going to be talking about worship reformation, what all that entails, what it is not, what God is looking for, and that element of worship that goes beyond just intimacy with God.
Right.
That's where we've been stuck in just intimate, which is good. I love the intimate
part. We
parts.
Have to proceed now.
Absolutely.
All right. Yes. It smells so good. If I was God, I would say this is good aroma. Apostle Nona Parkers.
Yes.
Tomorrow we're talking to business people, and you're talking about reformation of the church. It's actually one thing that the message is together. From what Apostle Glenda was talking about, now coming to the business world and the church at large.
Yes.
Reformation of the church.
Yes. I have found that God is moving in reformation everywhere. Yes, in the church, but also in the world. We're seeing governments flip. We're seeing all kinds of things happening. Understanding what reformation really is. Reformation is not redecoration. It's not moving things around. It is actually finding what is broken and fixing it. And reformation is not new to God. It's new to us simply because, well, we've not been actively involved in a reformation. We, the church, the Protestant church, came out of a reformation. But those of us that remain in this Protestant movement or this Protestant church, we only have the history written in books. We've never experienced what it means to be reformed. Hmm. And so God is moving across all worlds, not just again the church world, all worlds in reformation. But we will spend a lot of time this weekend talking about God reforming his church, including reforming our understanding of what the church really is. Because up until this time, the church has pretty much been just a conglomeration, a gathering, a congregation, if you will, of people coming together, gathering to do certain things such as worship and pray and things of that nature. The reformation that we're seeing going on in the church, God is moving us from being congregational to being congressional. That means that we are moving into a place or a spot in our world where the church once again will become a leader and will become very governmental. We will sit at the tables of the world with all the other nations and represent our great King, Jesus Christ. And so that reformation process, it's not just starting. We've been in it for probably close to 25 years. We just didn't recognize it. Now the Lord is pulling the covers off. He's breaking the seal on it so that we understand that there are some things in the church that are broken. God will fix some and others he will not. He will not. He will not bring it back to us. And so we're a little premature, I believe, in our approach to God, where we are praying for God to revive us.
Yes.
Everywhere we go.
Yes.
The church is praying for revival.
Yes.
But to revive means to make alive again.
Okay.
And we cannot breathe life into what is not useful to God any longer.
Okay.
So as Apostle Glenda was talking about the reformation of worship,
yes,
finding out what we have done, what we are presenting to God, and asking him, is this what you want? Instead of saying, this is what we want you to have.
Hmm.
That is going on everywhere. and prayer is being reformed. Our messages are being reformed. Our discipleship is being reformed. Our sendings are being reformed. Everything that this church touches is being reformed by the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
And so we're going to talk a lot about that and just help church leaders to understand that they must embrace this reformation, but it starts with them.
Sure.
Yes.
So when I'm in the business world and Apostle Nona is talking about reformation.
Yes.
How does it apply to me? I'm in business.
Absolutely.
and you're talking to church leaders.
Yeah.
So, but I'm a Christian.
Yes.
And I'm in the marketplace. So how does it work?
Well, we tend to define marketplace as our secular place and church as our sacred place. And we're going to remove that barrier, and we're going to turn our secular place into our sacred place.
Okay.
As believers, all we operate in is sacred, because the command of the Lord is come out from among them and be separated. That means we have been sanctified or set apart for the sacred. Everywhere we go, we must turn that into a sacred place.
Wait, Apostle. Does it mean that we're operating like how the Lord Jesus Christ would say, you can't put new wine into old skin?
Mm-hmm.
Are we there, and that's why we're praying for revival?
Yes, that's exactly it. And the Lord is giving us a new wine skin.
Okay.
But the great thing is He's given us new wine too. He's giving us some new wine into a new wine skin. And the scripture says that men say the old is better. God never said that. Men said that. And it's because our taste become very accustomed to what we have, what we like, the things that we're partaking of, what we're eating, what we're drinking, we like it.
Hmm.
But the how things are being reformed is that we as Christians are no longer after what we like. We're after what He likes.
Okay.
We now present to the earth everything that God wants, not everything that we want. So, again, even our understanding of why we come together as a church is being reformed. Because heretofore, we've come together simply to get blessed. We go to church to get blessed, not go to church to bless God.
Ah.
That's reformation.
Okay.
Okay. And so going back to the marketplace, we have to make sure that those that are in the marketplace understand that you're not just ministers in the church. You're ministers.
We are fighting for the microphone.
Yeah.
We all want to be at the forefront.
Absolutely. But sometimes the ministry that you have is not for a microphone. It's for a boardroom.
Your microphone is in the boardroom.
Yes, your microphone is in the boardroom. And we take Jesus Christ without sometimes saying His name, bringing His principles, His standards, His wisdom, His way, we bring that to the marketplace, because that's what works in the marketplace.
Mm.
The marketplace is failing because the wisdom of God is not there.
Mm. So people are just doing things their own way. I'm also reminded when you're talking about the body of Christ, it breaks my heart because I don't see it happening yet. But I'm delighted to hear these words today, because in the book of Isaiah, I think Isaiah 9 verses 6, for unto us a child is born, a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not possessing.
No, we're not. And again, it's because we separate secular and sacred. And across the globe, what we have seen, what was the forerunner for that, was the separation of church and state.
How did Jesus bring the two worlds together?
Yeah, well, because He is the world. Everything comes out of Him.
Okay.
And so wherever Jesus shows up, that's where He rules. And unfortunately, because He is now seated at the right hand of God the Father, unfortunately, we have not taken His rule into the marketplace. We didn't. We took it to the church, but we didn't take it to the marketplace. We now embody the rule of Jesus Christ in the earth, because He's not here any longer.
Hmm.
We are. We are now the sons of God. As I said in my congregation many times, we are what the world is waiting for, because the whole earth is travailing, waiting for the manifestation
of the sons
of God.
Yes.
They're waiting on us to show up.
Sure.
They need us.
Sure. Yes, ma.
Yeah. So that is so, so, so excellent, Apostle Nona. Thank you so much, because we have been here week after week really talking about that reformation, different kind of thinking, different mindset, different posture in the marketplace.
Yes.
And a lot of us, 80%, 90%, 95% of us who do go to church, 80% of us are in the marketplace 80% of the time. Mm-hmm. So that is where we spend our life. So if we cordon off that this is sacred, which is the three services of the week, and yet we are spending 40, 50, 60 hours in the marketplace, and we don't understand that God has created a space and a place for us to make Jesus known right in the marketplace, to bring his rulership, to bring his principles, as you said, to bring his standards. And a lot of the time we even talk to believers about just the standard of how we operate our businesses, the products and services, how the advice, the wisdom that we bring to the world is like the world. We don't have that X factor of we come with the wisdom of God. There's something different about us. And even if the person doesn't know about preaching about Christ, but even through our spirit of excellence, they will know there's something different about you. So I'm very excited about that, and that we are going to hear more of you unpacking how are we supposed to turn up in the marketplace to make the rulership of Jesus known. And I think also when we are praying, it's just about to being blessed there, but there's a rulership of Christ that must be made known in that particular environment, because the marketplace is a very spiritual environment.
It is. There's Proverbs chapter 9, I believe it is.
Yes.
Says, wisdom has hewn out her seven pillars. And we all know about the seven mountains. What we don't know about is the seven pillars. How do the two come together? We're going to talk about that tomorrow. I'm not going to give you a lot of that.
I'm looking at you like,
I'm registering now. I want to be at this conference.
Yes. And understand, it is wisdom that hewn out the pillars.
Amen.
Okay, sure. So it's wisdom that runs the seven mountains. Wisdom is not on the seven mountains.
Why is it so easy for us Christians to run with the either negative or the scary side and not look at the God side most of the times?
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about the seven pillars. We're always talking about the seven mountains.
Yes.
That are there, that we were like, okay, so how are we going to conquer these ones?
Yeah.
But we never look at the seven pillars.
Yes, we never do.
Why do we gravitate to the negative when we should be, okay, reformation?
Well, you know, we as Christians have been indoctrinated to always remain in a posture of needing to be saved. That validates Jesus as a savior. And that's fine. We all need a savior. Some of us need a savior. Some of us needed a savior. But we have been indoctrinated to only respond to Jesus as a savior and not a sovereign. Responding to Jesus as a sovereign puts him in an entirely different light.
Completely.
That is the light of God that's missing, that's not shining on the church or the marketplace minister right now. So we have to turn that light on. And that's what we endeavor to do this weekend. Turn the light of Christ on.
Amen.
So that we can be a replica of that same light in those dark systems.
All right. We're taking a break as I'm absorbing.
The mic has been dropped there, Sibongile.
A big one. A big one. Let's take a break. We're coming back. I'm not alone in the studio. I'm with beautiful queens in the studio. I'm talking about Ambassador Prudence Muchumi. I have Apostle Nona Parker, and I have Apostle Glenda Wright McCallum. And we also have Elder Adrian in the studio. The sounds of Dr. Tumi in the background. Jesus, you are my life.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
And that is Dr. Dumi. Jesus, you are my life. Ah, the Lord is so good. We're just talking in studio. I'm here with Apostle Parker Nona Parker and Apostle Glenda Wright McCollum and Ambassador Prudence Muchumi, Elder Adrian, and I'm like, I need this reformation for myself. And I see you, Tulani High in Zimbabwe. I wish you can fly and be there tomorrow at the IMS Champions Conference as we are closing the year, ending it strong. And I've already started ending it strong. I with Jack, I see you, and I see Frank Yacht. Thank you so much, family members, for tuning in and being with us. I know you are just like me. You are absorbing. But if you'd like to talk to us, the lines are open. 012-334-1322 is the number. It's 012-334-1322. Alternatively, we are live on Facebook. We are also there on WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. The lines are open. 012-334-1322. Whew. Yeah, time is not on our side. Right now, I don't love time. Right now, I don't. Okay, I don't like it, but I love it. So, when is the IMS happening again? Tomorrow, 9 o'clock.
Tomorrow, 1 day to go. So, Radio Pulpit.
There's no longer a day.
Exactly. 24 hours. Less than 24 hours. Yes. We'll be in that room, and it's going to be amazing. You know, this morning, Apostle Nona and Apostle Linda Gobodo met. Yes. And my goodness, to
fire
be in the
right
presence
there
of the apostles who have been there in the church ministering for years, who have broke apostolic ground, who are going around the nations. It was just amazing for me to sit in their presence and just absorb everything that they were saying. Uh-huh. So we have both of them in the house tomorrow. So I'm just thinking about those people who have not registered. Unfortunately,
is there still room?
They have not registered.
So there's no longer room?
No, we are closed for more bookings. We are closed. Thank God for all of those who are going to...
So I can't pay at the door.
No, Sibongile, where are we going to find your seat?
No
you
more
see,
seats.
God wants his people to move with the Spirit. So how many weeks have we been saying here?
Yeah.
It is eight weeks. And Apostle Nona's coming. And you know she
down.
Came with a delegation of 10.
Yes, yes.
10. What is the number
down.
Of 10 in the Bible? There you go, government right there. Right there.
So look at.
So yeah, so we are excited about tomorrow, 9th of November at 9 a.m. We are going to be here starting the IMS, so at the International Marketplace Summit, Marketplace Champions Conference.
Yeah,
I'm saying to you, if you've been discouraged, if you've gone through a tough year, if you do not know which way to turn and which way to go, come and hear about the Reformation. You definitely have
it's
to turn
It's time for
up
the Reformation for your business as
that
well.
That is it. Mm. Absolutely. Mm. When you are reformed, you show up differently in every context, whether it's in context of church, whether it's in context of the marketplace, in your family, in your home, in life, your God assignment. If you are reformed, everything around you will have to shift to accommodate the person that God has made you to be. Mm. So that is it. So this we have been saying to them, it is a full package. You know, I'm an HR person,
yes.
Right? So when you go to get your salary and you start a new job, they say this is the benefits package. So there is a benefits package for you when you come tomorrow.
Yay!
So we are looking forward to it. It is going to be epic.
All right.
So 9th of November at 9 a.m.
Make
in
sure
Fountainebleau at Fountainebleau Community Church in Randburg, corner 4th and Robbie Street. It's going to be happening live. It's going down.
Make sure you keep time.
Yes.
All right. So, but you didn't tell me. I wore the color for IMS and Radio Pulpit somewhere there. You know, everything is mixed. You should have told me, don't wear this one today. You'll wear it tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
You're looking fly, by the way.
Thank you. I'm representing my IMS. Yeah. My bling.
And IMS doesn't stop there.
Pastor
Nona Parker's Apostle Glenda, they're not ending it there.
No.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So the other meetings, again, it's going to be Sunday, the worship encounter. It is going to be Tuesday. We have a marketplace. So this meeting is going to be in person.
Okay.
Tuesdays, we're normally online, but this time it's going to be in person.
What?
Wednesday, it's a church leaders meeting. I mean, this weekend is just going on and on. We are having a 5-day weekend.
Yeah.
That is it. So be part of those meetings.
You and you don't want to miss them again on Sunday. at Phumlani Lodge, just around the corner.
Yes.
It's just 10 minutes from here.
Yeah.
And so I hope they'll see the beauty of South Africa, because we'll have some peacocks there. And
we're looking forward to it. I hope you will have
that time.
Yes.
So they'll be teaching there at the worship encounter. Make sure that you don't miss that. And we're starting at 1 o'clock, and then at 2 o'clock there, main teachings do start. But I would like to ask them to just wrap it up for us. I'm going to start with Apostle Glenda to just wrap it up for us, and then in your wrapping up, Apostle Nona, how do we become reformed in a nutshell? Because we left with about how many minutes? We left with like 7 minutes. So I'm going to give you 2 minutes, Pastor Glenda.
God is covering the earth with worship and the word. And it's imperative and very critical that his body understands where he is in worship, the warring aspect of worship, the revelatory aspect of worship, hearing what the Spirit of God is saying and being able to cultivate that in real time. You know, even the worship leaders being able to come on board and come in line with what God is saying and what he's doing right now, even as we are leading worship in our churches and on the platforms, being able to hear the Spirit of the Lord in real time and convey that through music, through song, through worship, and it causes earth to be impacted by heaven. That's the aspect that we've missed, I think, understanding and knowing that when we worship, what we are doing is we are ascending in worship and we descend in war. And so we get the intel and everything that the information that we need, the revelation that we need as we ascend in worship. And then when we descend, we're able to take that same revelation and information and impact the earth. So this is the reformation of what God is saying, the sound of reformation. There's a sound that is being heralded throughout the body of Christ. And God is using his mouthpieces to send forth that sound to say, hey, this... Even war has a sound.
Yeah,
and so that
sound of
Reformation is being heralded throughout the earth.
Oh, you can't miss the worship encounter, family.
Sibongile, have you mentioned who is going to be with Apostle Glenda at the worship encounter?
Yeah, I did. Churchill Selatole and Apostle Nona Parker. Yeah, you're also going to talk.
Okay. But I just wanted to make sure that we know Churchill is going to be there.
Churchill Selatole is definitely going to be there.
Amen.
I did mention it. I've been saying it over and over and over. We were waiting for Apostle Glenda.
Yes.
So, because we heard when she taught and she sent a voice clip to us, we were like, but this, we need more. And so she is here, and we are getting more today and on Sunday. Thank you so much, Apostle Glenda. Apostle Nona, what do we say as we wrap up? How do we become reformed? Where do we begin?
Let me just put in a little sidebar here before I get into that. I think that the IMS conference, the title this year, I think it's just prophetic. Marketplace champions, because that is what God is looking for. That's what he needs. He needs champions.
We've been timid for too long.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
He needs champions, not cheaters, but champions. And God is calling champions, and they're responding. Now, they may not know they're champions, but we've come here to help equip them so that they can manifest that champion spirit that God has placed on the inside of them. Marketplace is crucial in this hour. It really is. And I think that for us to kill this divide, as I said earlier, between sacred and secular, we've got to do it. And it's going to take the champions to kill that and make it a smooth transition from what we have dubbed as secular and moving it into sacred and back and forth.
I see some Gideon right there.
Oh, absolutely. We have to be able to shift back and forth into those two areas or dimensions without losing who we are, the power of God that resides on the inside of us, because we're not saved just to go to heaven. We are saved to rule in the earth.
Yes.
And the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That includes the marketplace. And so we're going to have to get our footings. We're going to have to find out even how the Seven Mountains is being reformed.
Okay.
Because that's happening too.
Amen.
We had a revelation of Seven Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
They were identified. We learned what they were. We learned our absence from them. We tried to rush in. And I think we were too late.
Mm-hmm.
Because the fruit or the root of it is producing the fruit of it. The seven mountains, right now they're having a lot of problems. But there is a solution. I'm going to tell you what the solution is.
Tomorrow at the Marketplace Champions Conference.
Okay, so, does it start with an individual, though?
I guess you could say yes. Okay. One individual, his name is God. Jehovah, Yahweh,
amen.
Elohim.
Amen.
All right.
The creator of heaven and earth. Okay. Yeah.
Guys, you can't miss IMS tomorrow. If you are not registered, I don't know. Thank you so much, Apostle Nona Parker.
You're welcome.
We need more. I think, I wish we had one more hour, but we have to cut it here. I'm going to ask you, my queen, to just wrap it up and also pray for God's people. Mm. Some are listening to this and they're like, Lord, this is what I've been crying for. I've been thirsty for this. Mm. This is where I want to head. It's especially in my life, in my career or whatever, in my family. Mm. I need this reformation.
Amen.
So what do we say in closure? We have like 2 minutes even for you.
So I always say when God is going to change your season, when there's a shift, when there's a transformation coming, God will send a man, whether it's male or female. So, and here God has sent us his sons, his servants to come and really usher us into that time, into that dimension. You know, it's always our heart. We don't do conferences. We are all about God's people. And that is what the Marketplace Champions Conference is about. And as Apostle has said, it's prophetic that God is raising champions. And maybe some of us don't yet know that you are those champions. And we always said, you will come and receive more than what you bargained for. So I hope that we will see you tomorrow at the Marketplace Champions Conference. At the IMS conference, 9th of November at 9 o'clock, we are starting. In fact, we're starting at 8 for registrations. So you can come early to come and network with people. You can come and have refreshments. Do your registration and we are ready to start at 9 o'clock. If you do have any queries, we have our vendors also coming. If you do have queries, you can contact us on our office line, WhatsApp 063-361-4417, 063-361-4417. And I think Sibongile put sort of a guilt trip on me about those who haven't registered. But I can't help you guys. We've been telling you to register. So it's only if you, contact us on the office line if you've got any queries. Now we are going to pray. Okay. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for the opportunity to come before your throne of grace. We thank you, O God, for all that you are doing in this hour. Help us to come into perfect alignment with what you are doing in the earth at this time. We thank you for this conference. We thank you for our U.S. delegation who have come from far, who have come to be a blessing to this nation, who've come to set their feet prophetically in our nation to be a blessing to the people of our land. Lord, we thank you for every person who's coming. Remove every hindrance, every blockage, every distraction. Lord, we thank you that this conference is an answer. This meeting is an answer to people's prayer. So let nothing hinder them from arriving and partaking of that which you have prepared for them in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for the great grace that has been released over us this time to steward everything that you're accomplishing, even throughout these next 7 days that we have the U.S. delegation with us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for everyone. Tomorrow, we know you are going to move by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen.
And amen. And we are saying goodbye to you, hoping to see you over the weekend tomorrow and Sunday. Make sure that you do not miss these. Leaving you with the sounds of Churchill Siladule. This is my season.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now.
Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.